USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Russian President Vladimir Putin spoke on the phone with the President of France, Emmanuel Macron. Then later he spoke with President Biden. Both calls were about what would happen if Russia escalates tension by invading Ukraine. Secretary of State Antony Blinken spoke on the phone with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov to discuss acute concerns that Russia may be considering launching further military aggression against Ukraine. The State Department also issued a travel advisory warning not to travel to Ukraine due to the increased threats of Russian military action. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said they continued to see signs of Russia escalation around the border. Also on Friday, Biden warned Americans currently in the Ukraine that it was time to leave. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, folks. This is Wayne Allyn Root. I know you've heard me talk about the Liberty Project and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. They are headquartered at Shiloh Ranch here in Southern Nevada. Shiloh Ranch was the late actor Tony Curtis's horse rescue ranch. The Liberty Project purchased the property and has repurposed it for multiple military vet programs, including rescuing and training wild Mustangs. The program is so successful, they're turning away veterans who need help, and we can't let that continue. J.P. Hoffman and his family and friends have been keeping the program alive from their very own pockets. I just learned that they need to raise $250,000 immediately to continue full operations. I told J.P. he could always count on Team Root. We can't let any veteran be turned away, ever. 100% of all donations are used for the program and only the program to help vets and horses. Government does very little for vets. It's up to us. Help fund this great organization at vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com.
Police are enforcing a judge's order to remove anti-COVID-19 mandate protesters who've blocked the Ambassador Bridge on the U.S.-Canadian border for days. The so-called Freedom Convoy protests, which initially focused on the Canadian government's vaccine mandate for cross-border truckers, expanded to a broader movement against public health measures to limit COVID-19 spread. It first started in Canada's capital, Ottawa, and returned to block the Ambassador Bridge, connecting Windsor, Ontario, and Detroit. Protesters have shut down the bridge, disrupting auto companies by blocking trucks from moving auto parts between the countries. The Bank of Canada warned protesters that continuing to block the border crossing will hurt the supply chain. The Automotive Parts Manufacturers Association and several other auto groups requested the injunction, arguing that the blocking of traffic has cost the sector tens of millions of dollars each day. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You've heard us talk about the luxurious Giza Dream sheets from MyPillow. Well, now they're on sale, 60% off, as low as $39.99. Lots of other overstock items and a free copy of Mike Lindell's book, What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. With any purchase, but you've got to use my promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, the Radio Listener Square. Use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Some policemen in Phoenix are being hailed as heroes after an incident involving saving a baby. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
9 Phoenix police officers injured, 5 of them shot after they tried to save a baby outside a barricade situation. The chief says of them,
I don't think it's an overstatement to call what these officers did heroic. They knew that an officer had just been shot in this very doorway, and four officers were willing to run into that doorway to try to save this child.
The male suspect took his own life, but not before fatally shooting the baby's mother. And reporting from the New England Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The man accused of killing 6 people and injuring dozens more after driving his vehicle through a Christmas parade in Waukesha, Wisconsin, pleaded not guilty to his charges on Friday.
The black nationalist accused of running over and killing 6 people during a Christmas parade in Wisconsin is pleading not guilty. Daryl Brooks Jr. entering his plea to all 77 charges he's facing in connection with the November attack in Waukesha. Included in those 77 charges are 6 homicide counts, over 60 counts of reckless endangerment, and other charges. Brooks would spend the rest of his life in prison if convicted of 1 homicide charge. He'll be in court again on March 11th. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.